The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Dr. Don Colbert explains how you can find pandemic protection.
That's why I call too many carbs garbage, because it's garbage to our body and garbage to our immune system. But then there's just some of the most amazing foods that strengthen our immune system by feeding our good bacteria. Two-thirds of our immune system is located right in our guts. Not only is our diet super important, and I discussed that in detail, but also we learn from past pandemics.
I'm just really thrilled to welcome you to life today. I feel like I'm coming out of the chute. I'm so excited. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have Dr. Colbert. Now, we're going to introduce him right now, but he's going to talk. I'm going to wait a minute because I want to say something to you. We're going to talk about pandemic protection. I don't know anyone that's helped our viewers more or us more than Don Colbert. And just an incredible doctor. I want to say something to you, though. Look here. We're giving away Christmas shoes and smiles. And the reason I'm bringing it up right up front is this is the last week. And we start way ahead of Christmas, because you say, why are you talking about Christmas? It's quite a ways off. Well, we want to give shoes, and this is a set of four of these beautiful little Christmas shoes that we want to give. And you'll get one for any gift to help give the shoes, and you get all four if you have $100. It's $36 for 10 pair. But I want to tell you something else. We're going to give smiles. Cleft palate surgery. And those average $500, a lot more than that if you had them typically here. But the medical community, the doctors are really sacrificing to do it in challenging places. So just know that we count on all of you. Betty, our viewers are the greatest.
You're
going to get God's arms. I tell you what, you're really doing this. You're getting God's arms around the people he loves so much. The least of these, the most often overlooked. Well, Dr. Colbert, we normally have this audience just full of stacked out here, you know. Right now, we've got your wife, and we've got Bruce, and we've got some of our staff. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just pandemic problems, and we're trying to take care of everything. So we measured you. We pushed you away. For you to sit here your wife's got a mask on out here. It's made out of plastic, okay. But here's the deal. You'd be having a big standing applause. You are as popular on our program as anybody. There's a reason for it, because you really are effective helping people. So when we talk about pandemic protection, we know you're going to help us. I want to show you something, because you helped us get on the keto diet. And I'm very happy to see how much the keto plan actually feeds into a lot of things you want people to see.
Absolutely.
So it's not a mistake. But I got to be honest with you, you have a kind of a Cheeto on keto when you're having a pandemic, because life gets kind of boring.
Right.
And so I had somebody show me something the other day that wanted, this is kind of how I feel. Won't you see what one of my friends said? That's a giraffe that wants to know if the lockdown is over. So I have an idea, Doc, that there's a lot of people that want to know when the lockdown's over. Because is it not true that when life gets kind of humdrum, or you might say there's some form of boredom setting in, that you tend to try to entertain yourself or medicate with food?
Yes, because these are comfort foods. Again, people love comfort foods that give them that feeling of well-being. Like, you know, Thanksgiving. When you eat a Thanksgiving dinner, you get that surge of serotonin. That's a powerful feel-good neurotransmitter. But also the sugar increases endorphins. It increases these powerful brain neurotransmitters that make you feel really good. So what's happening, people are many times eating junk food, lots of starches, lots of carbs, tremendous amounts of sugar.
Chips?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
chips,
and they're
ice cream.
So hard to put down.
They are designed.
This is a man-made food that's designed where it's almost impossible to eat just one.
You cannot say, I'm going to eat one chip
and I'm going to put it away. No. Keep the garbage out of the house. If you get it in the house and you open the bag, you're going to finish the whole bag, I guarantee you.
But you know what I do? I study them to see if this particular bag might be any better than all the other bags. Are there any chip bags that are any good?
Yes, let me talk about that. Yes, there is one.
There is.
A very good question.
Go for it.
Okay,
hey, we just got more people calling or tuning in from all over the world right now.
Well, what I do to help stimulate the immune system, I use the keto zone, and I take it a step further and make it the gut zone. And so the gut zone helps to repair the gut. That's where literally two-thirds of our immune system, 75%, is located in our gut. So we feed it, start feeding it good healthy carbs. Like, for example, have you heard of cassava chips?
I haven't.
Cassava chips.
How do you spell it?
It's C-A-S-S-A-V-A. It's a form of starch that's gut friendly. And if you eat, and I don't
can
eat the whole bag.
Can you buy it in the store?
Yes, you can, but you may have to buy it online. Health food stores will have them.
Okay.
But I love the lime flavored cassava chips. And I'll eat these at night. And I'll get me some guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'll,
that guacamole with cassava chips is amazing.
What about cauliflower?
Yes, that was my second one.
I have some of those.
And the other is the cauliflower chips. Now, cauliflower chips, word of caution.
Uh-huh.
If you eat that whole bag of chips, you're going to have a lot of gas and a lot of bloating, and you're going to have to clear the house.
Go to the other room.
That's right. So caution with cauliflower chips. Only eat maybe 5 or 10 or else you're going to be in trouble.
And that is the challenge because they're so good.
Oh, they are good.
You want to just keep eating them. And James will say, well, these don't have very much.
They don't have sugar.
That's for one serving.
No, those are great.
It depends on how many servings of it you
eat. Exactly. And if you could portion those out with 5 or 10 and a little Ziploc baggie, and then get the lime flavored. Oh my goodness, the lime flavored cauliflower chips, like the lime flavored cassava chips, are delightful.
That's what I need to do. Get those little lunch Ziploc deals, a lunch size, and hide the big bag, but just leave those out.
Yeah, and just put maybe 10 in there and say, that's it. Okay. Now, let me tell you something that most people don't realize. When you eat about 100 grams of sugar, which is about 2 sodas, you decrease your immune system's capacity to kill microbes by as much as 40% for about 5 hours.
Mm.
So sugar does it. Also, too many carbohydrates, like too much bread and pasta and white rice.
And that becomes sugar, right?
Yes, it becomes sugar. When you eat white rice, literally, that converts right to sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very high glycemic carb. So that's why I call too many carbs garbage. Because it's garbage to our body and garbage to our immune system. But then there's just some of the most amazing foods that strengthen our immune system by feeding our good bacteria, like certain fibers. Now, not wheat bran. Wheat bran and gluten is highly damaging to many people's gut. Not everyone, but many. But one type of fiber is very healing for the gut. Psyllium husk powder. Dirt cheap. You get it at the health food store. Psyllium.
Where do you put it? It's a powder you put on something?
I put mine in water, but a lot of people hate the taste. If you don't mind tree bark, it tastes good. I have a fiber called FiberZone that's delicious, but if you don't mind the taste, I put people on a heaping teaspoon a day in the morning. Amazing. It feeds the good bacteria. What happens is that goes into your system and it goes into the colon and it starts to feed the good bacteria where the good bacteria ferment it and feed upon it. But another super healthy food are polyphenols. Now, that's a mouthful, polyphenols. That's a super antioxidant, and it's found in olive oil. But only the olive oils that have that bitter taste, that when you take it, you feel that burn in the back of the throat. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Greek olive oils have this.
Does it need to be the oil that's in the darker bottles?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Glass bottles, not in plastic bottles,
not
dark
plastic bottles.
Very good. You got to keep it in a dark closet because olive oil is perishable, but also dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Dark chocolate is so good for us, not the one full of sugar.
It's good, not only good for us, but it's good sugar-free dark chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah. High in polyphenols, as well as berries.
By the way, we love you for telling us that.
Yeah.
Because, I'm a chocoholic. Okay?
Well, that's good.
But it's like a blessing.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not hurting myself, and I'm actually enjoying a mint.
Right. You talk about these in your book.
Yes, I do.
Different things.
Yeah, that's what I really I want to cut in here because I can see people trying to remember these terms. I mean, he just talks out like, hello, how you doing? Yeah, the weather's nice. Temperature is 60. Okay, but it's not that way with us. Mm-hmm. But you wrote, let's just really cut to the chase because they're sitting here saying, where do I get all this? And so you were wise enough, caring enough, compassionate enough, really a doctor genuinely interested in our well-being, not just the fact that we might be a paying patient. You actually care about people. So you wrote it. So let's explain the book. You're going to go over these details because I saw all this gut stuff. And really, it never occurred to me. You're always thinking about this is the elimination process. but it's actually doing something. And just like when you take the antibiotics, you're hurting good bacteria.
Yes,
there's
absolutely
good and bad bacteria. And if you don't have the good, you've got problems. Just
exactly
like if you got the bad that the white blood cells and the other little special forces can't identify and capture and eliminate, they're going to damage you. But you getting rid of them a lot of times, you're getting rid of the other, the good guys. You're killing
exactly
the good soldiers.
Exactly right. And you're hurting your immune system. And that's why so many people, when they've been on lots of antibiotics, they've decimated their good bacteria, where two-thirds of our immune system is located right in our guts. But that's why we've got to also realize that not only is our diet super important, and I discussed that in detail, but also we learn from past pandemics. Like most people don't realize, the Black Death decimated about 20% of London and Europe about every 20 years for 300 years.
A cycle.
Yes. But what's
the Spanish flu?
Oh, Spanish flu was much worse.
Had no idea. He throws some of the numbers out.
Well, the Spanish flu of 1918 that killed at least around 50 million worldwide, but some estimate as many as 100 million. This thing decimated the youth. And this was when they started instituting masks. Now, the masks back in 1918 were mainly made of gauze. Now, can you imagine? But it still decreased the infectivity of the virus, which...
Even though it was more...
is more porous.
Yeah,
now,
more
our masks are superior to that, but we actually learn from these pandemics. The pandemic of the Black Plague or the bubonic plague, we learned... quarantine, isolation, separation. Literally, they identified homes that had a plague person in there by a bale of hay attached to a pole. And then any family member had to walk, if they went in public, they had to walk around with a white pole that identified them that they had a plague member in their home.
Wow.
And they had to paint on the door a red cross and an inscription on a piece of paper.
Was this telling you to keep a certain distance from the person that had that problem?
Yes, exactly,
okay,
because that was more isolation.
So in other words, when we're hearing, we kind of joked around about the distance here.
Right.
In other words, that's a very meaningful suggestion,
yes,
recommendation.
It absolutely is. And that was actually in the early 1500s. But on the door of a house that had an infected person in that house, they had a red cross on that door with an inscription on a piece of paper that said, "Lord, have mercy on us."
Wow.
But then after 40 days, they painted over the red cross with a white cross, and then they commanded them to clean their house with lime. Mm. Now, lime is a basic mineral that's in limestone, and it kills viruses and bacteria, which is interesting. So literally, they established cleaning back then.
Are we right to assume that because we did take seriously the keto diet, you still believe it's
an
effective eating plan, that we took seriously, that we actually at the same time unknowingly, and here we're the vulnerable age group, Betty and
right,
I, will be 77 around the time these programs air. And so we're the kind of the center of that zone of vulnerability, so to speak. But in the keto plan, have we actually strengthened our immune system?
Absolutely, you have. And again, what happens is we have two main arms of our immune system. We have our innate immune system that has our macrophages, our polyneutrophils, it has our dendritic cells, it has our complement, and it has the most powerful cells, the natural killer cells. I call them the Navy SEALs of our immune system that literally patrol the bloodstream looking for viruses, bacteria, and cancer cells and destroying them. And then we have our acquired immune system. Our acquired immune system is based on our B cells and our T cells, which once we're exposed to a virus, our body remembers that virus, the virus, and launches an attack against it. But by following the keto diet, you keep your innate immune system strong. You keep those natural killer cells strong. They're on patrol. They're the Navy SEALs patrolling our bodies, looking for viruses, looking for cancer cells. And along with other important nutrients, like I talk about the importance of vitamin D3, the importance of zinc, also a bioflavonoid called quercetin is very important. So again, I talk about these key nutrients, and when you give the body the food it needs, the basic nutrition it needs, you keep your immune system strong. And even though a lot of my patients have caught the viruses, I'm amazed how many people says, "I tested for the virus, I had it, but I had no symptoms."
Mm-hmm.
And because our immune system is fearfully and wonderfully made. And I describe that in detail in the book.
That's what I liked about the book. And it's pretty easy to read coming from a doctor, you know. But I find it interesting to know more about how my body functions and how it can function badly or very good, because I've done my part to take care of it.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, I know years back, we just go to the doctor and say, fix me.
Yes.
Fix me.
And they gave you antibiotics, which is the worst thing
they
for get, you.
They, treated the symptom, not necessarily what was going on.
Exactly
So I feel like this is power knowledge that I can take and learn from and take better care of my body. So not to say we won't get something, but if we do, we have a better chance.
Much better chance. And let your food be your medicine. Don't depend on an antibiotic, which does not treat viruses. It treats bacteria. And so many doctors still prescribe antibiotics for viruses. I'm amazed at how many patients come in with antibiotics saying, oh, I've had this virus, but I'm taking this antibiotic. I said, no, we got to repair the gut now.
Well, our bodies are the temple of God. We have a responsibility
to take care of. But I'm not against antibiotics. If you have pneumonia, you better believe it. You need
an
antibiotic.
You need them.
But we just overprescribe antibiotics.
The quick fix without ever adjusting the real problem. I found myself grinning inside while you were talking about all these things because I'm listening to these different names and I take them in precise supplement.
Wow, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And he's very
Many people tell me, you got to be the most and I'm so undisciplined in so many ways. But for some reason, I bought the truth. I just believed it. Even though I didn't understand it, I believed you.
Sure.
I believed others who understood nutrition contributes, what we eat contributes just to our well-being. The temple of God said a lot in the Bible about how we eat, what we don't eat. He taught us sanitation. He taught us things most of the world in darkness didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do is you put all this in. Here's the deal. You can't keep up with everything he's saying. He's a good communicator. He's a very effective communicator. He could probably be standing with a chalkboard. It may be a little easier. You'd kind of thought, what do you need? He put the chalkboard here in a very small container. And yes, you'll have to read. And I got to be honest, one of the greatest problems we have today in taking care of the body is we don't read for education and enlightenment. Most people don't read at all. They just read headlines. They don't even read the articles. They just react to the headlines. This is nonsense. If you will read, like goes for the Bible, it goes for everything, read it. Don't just listen to somebody talk about it. If you will get in here and read, he's going to walk you through the plan. And you say, man, he's got my attention. I think he cares. I think he wants to help me. And you're saying he helps you and Betty. She got so on this plan, and you are so amazing, because she's very disciplined. Gosh, I pray so much. God, I'd like to be more like Betty. I don't want to look like a girl, but I want to be more like Betty. And here's the thing. She has taken what Colbert says. It's like it became a school book, a technical guide to just doing it right. And Betty, you've just been a miracle worker. So she's taking this serious. But I was so happy I'm doing what you said, so didn't realize it. Because a lot of people look at me and Betty at 77 and say, you don't look like that. You know, they all keep saying, she looks, you know, kidnap or something. The deal is, we're trying to do what's best. This is why the book. We just faced a horrible thing. Father, I pray for everyone that's lost someone.
Yes.
Boy, that's an empty place. Lord, help us to help others to know how we can stop that process, what Dr. Colbert's doing, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. You want the book, we'll send it to you. Here's what we're asking all of you to do. We're asking you to become somebody's miracle. I want you to correct a little cleft palate, somebody's grandbaby, somebody's child. Give them a miracle. I want you to give some little feet the first pair of shoes. We call it Christmas Shoes and Smiles. Dr. Colbert, this is the last week, but we just need an outpouring of love.
Amen.
To give thousands and thousands of little kids their first pair of shoes. And these are adjustable. They can usually wear them for a few years, and they are very durable. And the smiles, can you imagine what that means if it's your family? And we'll be glad to send you Dr. Colbert's book, because we want to help you and everybody you love. We want you to take care of the temple of God. Doc, I would be asking everybody in this audience to thank you for what you've already shared. We're going to be back in a few minutes. But all of you at home, if you want to make Dr. Colbert happy, do what he suggests for your own good. But I know what else he and his wife would say. Give some smiles and shoes.
Amen.
Watch closely.
the sounds of children running and playing and having a good time often give way to sounds of pain and suffering because they have never had a pair of shoes to protect their feet.
It's okay. What, is he saying something?
He says it's
pain. It's pain?
Yeah, for
me. It's paining. Oh, my gosh. I'm in a village in Angola and came upon this child. This little boy's Augusto, and this breaks my heart. His little feet are in some of the worst shape I've ever seen. And there were many in this village with horrible conditions on their feet.
As our mission teams travel throughout the world, they see the unsanitary conditions that children like Augusto must cope with. Conditions that can lead to a lifetime of misery simply because their feet are not protected.
They're completely infected. He said there's insects that have gotten into his feet. I'll be surprised if he doesn't lose his toe. The disease comes in through their feet. It just goes throughout their body. It can actually kill them.
Augusto's condition is not unique. Thousands of children suffer every day from painful injuries or infestations such as hookworms that enter their bare feet. This can lead to diseases that cause chronic blood loss that leads to anemia, malnutrition, and sometimes even death.
Please do what you can. Help bring shoes to little children like Augusto all over the world. You can be a part of something big and something even fun, but this is the reason we do it.
Do you know that one of the strongest messages I hear from God when I just get real close to him, and he lets me know I love you to come, not just to share your heart, James, but to hear mine. And one of the things I hear the Father saying is, James, you're helping me get my arms around the world I gave my son to redeem. By bringing the church together as a body, a healthy body, the family of God, Betty, we're putting God's arms around children like that, like you saw Janice. The arms of Jesus right there. And Betty, we've been going all over the world doing this because our viewers have enabled us to. And they are the ones that provide the hope and the help for those challenges like you just saw. And also for the cleft palate surgery that we do. This is Christmas, shoes and smiles. I know God touched your heart when you were looking at that precious little boy.
That precious little boy. You know, I get a blister on my toe, and boy, it hurts really bad. I have to doctor it, and I have to get it well before I can really put any pressure in a shoe or anything. Well, this little boy needs some shoes, and many more like him. That disease starts in their feet, but it can go all through their body, and eventually they can die from it. So I pray that your heart was really, really touched as you watch this little boy that is weeping, because that's the only way he knows how to express his pain. He's hurting. And also for the precious children that want to smile so bad. We have precious great-grandchildren, and it makes my day when I get to see one of them and them smile. Let's give these children some smiles. They deserve it. They deserve to live like normal little children. So please join with us and be the miracle in their lives that they need. They need a miracle. Let's be a part of those miracles.
Well, Betty, I not only heard your heart, but I heard the loving heart of God. And I know you are so able to share God's heart. This is the last week we need a miracle. Think about this. Now, just think with me. $36 will give 10 children a pair of shoes. They can usually wear them because they do adjust. They're very durable. They can last normally a few years for those children. Could you give 10 pairs of shoes, 36? Could you give 72 and give 20? Could you do more than that? And then what about the smiles? $500 for a smile. It would cost far more than that in most hospitals around the world. These are medical teams that are willing to do it. This is the cost there. Could you give a couple of smiles for a $1,000 gift? Father, I know that that's a stretch for some, but it's not for everybody. And nearly everybody watching, Lord, could give 10 children shoes for $36. Would you please, Lord, move their heart? Would you right now go online, take your bank card, use it like a check, make the best gift you can. And we need it now because we're going to get the gifts the shoes there by Christmas, and they're going to know they're going to have a miracle smile. Would you please do it? We've got some gifts to send you. So beautiful. I'm hoping that you'll give $100 or more and get four of these beautiful shoes. Betty, did you say how many did you
get? I have 28, so after I get these, I'm going to have to get a bigger tree.
You'll have 32. And they are, everybody comments on them. They're so beautiful. And you know what? They do inspire other people to give, too. So please, right now, online, if you want to mail your check in, make it the life, but call us and tell us what you're sending in. Would you do that?
Poverty is a killer. And because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of all life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful A Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, I want to remind you, it's the last week. Father, please move on people's hearts in Jesus' name. You're going to really bless a lot of people. Dr. Colbert came to bless you. We never dreamed we'd be having a total worldwide shutdown, but we can build our immune system to deal with it if it hits us, to be prepared, and just to change our well-being. Phenomenal. You'll want to get it, and you'll want to share with others and have a smile on your face when you hear about this works and know, hey, you know what? I'm putting that in place. And I say thanks to God, but thanks to Betty. And thanks to Dr. Colbert. Dr. Colbert, we love you and your wife, Mary, and we appreciate you. Thanks for sharing truth that changes people's lives.
Well, thank you. Praise God.
We're going to do another show.
Amen.
Yeah, we will. We're going to be with you again tomorrow and follow up and get you even more healthy than you ever imagined. Thanks for watching.
Tomorrow, finding pandemic protection.
Because you give the body what it needs, and our body is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.